Time to check in with the Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Sorich. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
On Fridays, we talk about business news in the Sacramento region, and this morning, the whole state, as the big story this week had to do with legislation that will radically change California's employment laws, Assembly Bill 5. It limits who's eligible for independent contractor status in California.
That's right. With a few exceptions, the legislation bars companies from using a freelance outside independent contractor to perform tasks that the firm also does internally. It will take effect January 1st and is expected to affect several sectors of business, from publicists to ride-hailing drivers in the gig economy.
Of course, the intent of AB 5 is to give wage and benefit protections to workers. So now that it's been signed into law, how are Uber and Lyft responding? I mean, this bill was a big issue for those companies which have grown by using independent contractors.
Yeah, Uber has said that it won't reclassify its drivers as employees. Instead, those drivers will remain independent contractors. Lyft and Uber, along with food delivery service DoorDash, have each said they will put up $30 million to support a ballot measure to overturn the law.
What about other industries? Any chance they could also challenge the law?
Well, the legislation also affects trucking interests, and this week an official with the Western States Trucking Association told us he expects there will be litigation. Overall, it's difficult to say how this will play out. It's possible that an industry that believes the law is overly broad will sue the state, or maybe the state will punish an industry for violations, and that will lead to a countersuit. And also, we might see some industries just ignore the law, assuming there will be ongoing litigation.
A lot of times businesses threaten to leave California if they don't like certain policies, and some have left. Could this push businesses to leave?
Well, we don't know for sure, but some observers certainly believe that'll be the case. It's also possible that more California companies will hire out-of-state contractors.
There was some real estate news this week, business real estate involving CalPERS.
Yeah, CalPERS announced this week that it selected development firm Hines to manage its local real estate partnerships.
Does that include what's known as the hole in the ground that CalPERS owns at 301 Capitol Mall?
Yeah, it does. CalPERS announced earlier this month that it ended its relationship with previous project partner CIM Group on developing 301 Capitol Mall. City leaders have long sought a signature development at that site. And even with this most recent announcement, we're still not sure about the next steps for 301 Capitol Mall or how soon those steps could come.
And what about this new project partner, Hines? Has this firm been active in the Sacramento region?
Yeah, Hines is based in Houston, and it may be best known locally for commercial real estate investment. In 2017, the firm bought the Park Tower high-rise on 9th Street for more than $120 million. But Hines is also the lead developer for one of the most high-profile private projects in Sacramento in recent years. That's the North Natomas campus for health insurance company Centene.
Another story this week, Country Club Plaza at Watt and El Camino Avenues has filled another vacancy. A seafood restaurant will fill a standalone building that was previously occupied by Woody's Grill and Bar. What do you know about this seafood place?
The restaurant is called Shell Shock Seafood House, and it also has a location in Hayward. The owners of two other restaurants in Country Club Plaza, Icy Pokey and Sakura Grill and Buffet, will operate this new site, according to the mall's operations manager. Customers at the restaurant will choose seafood entrees such as clams, lobster, and crawfish. They can also choose sausage and spice levels. The restaurant could open next summer.
There's also that empty Macy's space at the mall. Country Club over the past few years has added a lot of businesses since getting new owners. Are there any updates on the Macy's site?
Nothing to share right now. No tenants have been announced for that space, which remains empty. Macy's closed its Country Club Plaza site in 2016.
Okay, well, thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter as @CapRadioNews.